Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from your break. I don't know if you're in the United States, and we had Thanksgiving last week, Thursday, Friday. And for us educators, it's almost like a whole week of ordeal, which is great. It also made it a bit difficult today because the students came back a little bit wild and unstructured. You know, every time you take them out of routine, they come back a little bit wild and on the edge. So for today, I was having a little bit of trouble figuring out what we're going to talk about this week. Because, you know, for this season after Thanksgiving, start the season of giving because of Christmas. Also start the season of closing out goals or tasks or the year. It's also the season of change where people start to look at the areas in their life that they want to change for the upcoming year. With all those different topics, and in order to provide value to you, I haven't figured out what I'm going to really focus and share with you for the month of December as we come into January. What I'm planning to do really is have you start thinking of growth this month of December. Don't wait till the new year and make these promise that you don't keep to yourself. And do you know, like, when you don't keep promise to yourself, your body and your mind don't trust you, and it doesn't take you very seriously. So I am gonna put a project together where we could get to the bottom of your heart to address the reason why it's difficult for you to achieve some goals and easy for others. So it's about mind, it's about action plan, it's about the way you approach it and how you feel in your heart, in your body, in your mind towards that specific goal that you want to achieve, or toward that behavior you want to change, or the person you want to become. With all that being said, so today is the last day for the sale that's going on to get the 5-step to set up your business real quick, right? It closes at midnight US. So I wanted to remind you that of that real quick. So I'm going to put the same podcast back up here, so it will go along with you. So it's just a recap, it's just a reminder for you to read it and see what it is that I'm selling again. Okay, guess what? Today is Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and I want to make sure I come across here and talk to you about the new course that I've been promoting throughout. I want to give you an opportunity for me to talk to you about it. Pretty soon I'm going to have some great guests, some of my class that went to the course, to come share with you some of their success. But for this week, I'm just going to share the information with you. So are you ready to start a freelancing business and get paid for your teaching skill and experience? Remember, freelance, small business, independent contracting, all about the same. It's just they have slight differentiation. I mean, if you're working for a big company, you might considered a independent contractor. Other people, you might consider freelancing if you're working with small business. It is really up to you and how you label yourself to the community. At the end of the day, it's really mean that you are setting up your own business on the side for you to earn extra money. So this is what it's really entail. You know, becoming a freelancer like I am is one of the most empowering things you can do for yourself, right? It can happen overnight for some, and you're no longer an employee. You no longer have to be stuck in the classroom if you don't want to. It's about experiencing the freedom of being an entrepreneur and being on your own. However, for others, it takes a little longer because they started building it as they stay in the classroom. Like sometimes I've done both. Except after the initial head rush, however, you're really left wondering, can I make enough money doing this? Which I went through that myself. and you're feeling stressed about what you're going to sell, or if you're going to sell anything for money at all. All of those questions I asked, all of those fear and anxiety, overwhelmness, I went through it all. Hence the reason why I'm putting this course together, because I was all over the place. Except that after the initial head rush, though, you really have to take time out to figure out this process. But it doesn't have to be that overwhelming, right? Because I already created some of the way that to make it simple for you. I had a hard time figuring out of which one of my teaching skills to sell. Should I be an editor for doctorate students because I knew the research process? Should I continue to tutor math, STEM to middle school students with COVID interfere with? Should I be a blogger? I'm not really much of a writer, or podcaster, or YouTuber. Should I continue to be a data analyst? I have some other people done that before. Or should I be a researcher or an education consultant? All those different things kept going into my mind over and over again. So I was stuck in a labyrinth of ideas for a minute, and I've tried them all. And I am still actually, I'm more of a podcaster. I have blog on my website, and YouTube comes with the territory, because if you want to grow your business, you definitely have to be part of social media. And believe it or not, these are some of the areas that the course walk you through. Social media is a different part. I touch on it generally, but that piece right here is something that we have a special team that will help you support you with that, like I have. Finally, for me to get over all of those things, I decided to plan a summit for teachers, focusing on them as learners, instructors, and innovators. And really, that's how I got my first list of clients. And that's how you probably become through following me in the podcast yourself. I want to help you avoid taking so much time to figure out which of your skills you can use to make extra money. Let me help you minimize the time and money. So click on the link below to make sure that you do that. Right now, I'm having a quick sale on the cheat sheet. So this is what the podcast is going to be about. It's covered the 8 module that is covered in the course. It has an introduction. The module have identified your niche and target audience. Then you have to get a handle on your finance. Can you quit now or later? You have to set up the operation, your administration business. You have to be a legitimate business, because that's really what I want you to do. Because as you are changing from teaching, or you want to change from teaching, you have something to fall back on and you want to do it right. Okay, it doesn't say you're going to remain the same from where you started, but you really got to get started. And then the next module is how you're going to develop your brand. Okay, next, how you're going to market your business, how you're going to find and cover and convert your clients into people that come over and over to buy things from you, and how you maintain relationship with them, because that's key. Like right now, we are getting to know each other over and over, and that's important. And then you got to go back and review and refine. So this is what cheat sheet covers. Very simple, quick, and brief. However, if you're looking for more in-depth, I do have the entire course bundle that I have been promoting via a webinar. So if you're interested in that, make sure you look out for the link to register first so you could get the deal that's been offered during the webinar. However, below, I put the link for you to get the cheat sheet, because right now you want to see how simple it is. But I want to give you a quick disclaimer. You got to get it before Monday, because it's going to end by midnight Eastern time, my time. Okay, I cannot wait to work with you. Peace and blessing to you and your family. Happy season of shopping. As you are spending money and everybody else, this is a perfect opportunity for you to spend money on you. So go ahead and get the course. And once you get the course, and don't forget to click the button to follow this podcast, so you could get great deals that are coming up and down the line. All right.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.